This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Sagarmatha Sambad continues with thematic plenary sessions today. Experts call for grant-based climate finance to support mountain communities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. Health Minister Pradeep Podil approves national strategy for palliative care for critically ill patients. And Russia and Ukraine agree prisoner swap as talks end without major breakthrough. Now the news in detail. Thematic plenary sessions are being held on the Sagarmatha Sambad in Kathmandu today. Nepal launched the first ever Sagarmatha Sambad yesterday with a powerful call for urgent global climate action and enhanced international cooperation to address the escalating climate crisis, particularly in fragile mountain ecosystems. The forum is named after Mount Everest, locally known as Sagarmatha. This year's theme is Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity. Speaking at a session on risk and assessment of the Himalayan region on the second day of the Sagarmatha Sambad today, experts have warned that the Himalayan region is at greater risk due to climate change. They emphasize that without proper mitigation measures, the region's residents will face increasing dangers. Dr. Tao Wang, director of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, highlighted that the Himalayas are disproportionately affected by global warming. Dr. Simon Alam, senior research fellow at the University of Zurich, stressed the importance of building local capacity to address climate impacts. Emily Mark is senior geoscientist from BGG Engineering Incorporated Canada and noted that climate change will disrupt environmental systems and development. Similarly, Rajiv Shaw, a professor from Kyoto University in Japan, called for collaboration at all levels, local to global, to tackle these pressing challenges. Dr. Nils Hoeus, head of the German Center for Geoscience Research, emphasized the need for improved forecasting systems for natural disasters, monitoring climate change effects, and implementing sustainability measures for adaptation. Likewise, during the Sagarmatha Sambad, another panel session today on addressing loss and damage in the mountains, experts and advocates underscores the urgent need for accessible grant-based financing to help rebuild livelihoods, preserve biodiversity and address the economic and cultural losses experienced by mountain communities in a warming world. More than 175 foreign delegates from over three dozen countries are participating in the three-day mountain dialogue being held in Kathmandu. The inaugural session, along with various plenary sessions, took place yesterday as well. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the Sagarmatha Sambad yesterday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasized that the event aims to provide a platform for honest dialogue and shared learning on climate change. He stressed the importance of finding collective solutions to the crisis. The Prime Minister highlighted that safeguarding the mountains is critical to ensure the survival of both the planet and humanity. Similarly, delivering the opening remarks at the inaugural session, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Randadeva drew attention to the rapid retreat of Himalayan glaciers, the increasing frequency of glacier lake outburst floods, and the far-reaching consequences for mountain communities. India's Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, Vice Chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, NPC of China, Cao Zhi, and Presidential Representatives of the Republic of Azerbaijan on climate issues, and President of COP29, Mukhtar Babayev, also addressed the inaugural session of the Sagarmatha Sambad. Prime Minister and CPN MLA KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. Speaking at a program at Bolkwe in Kathmandu today to commemorate late UML leaders Madan Bhandari and Jibraj Asrid, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that unity should be based on shared values, not just a symbolic coming together. He noted that those who have strayed in various directions cannot be brought together under a leftist agenda without alignment on core ideas. The Prime Minister highlighted that people's multi-party democracy, introduced by late leader Bhandari, has been institutionalized as a national policy across political, economic, social and human rights sectors. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel has approved the Nepal Palliative Care National Strategy 2025 to 2035, aimed at providing care and treatment for patients with life-limiting conditions. According to the minister's secretariat, the strategy is designed to prepare both government and non-government health institutions to provide palliative care for patients suffering from long-term life-threatening conditions such as cancer, heart disease, lung disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and kidney disorders. The strategy also outlines skills of healthcare providers at all levels. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sai Thakuri and Qatari Foreign Minister's Special Envoy on Climate Change and Sustainability Badr Omar Ismail Al Dafa held a meeting today. According to the Foreign Ministry, the meeting took place between Minister Sai and the Qatari Foreign Minister's Special Envoy, who arrived Kathmandu to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad. On the occasion, Minister Sai shared that long-term strategic partnership could be made between the two countries in the sector of forest and environment, technology transfer, pollution control and innovation. Similarly, the Special Envoy expressed gratitude towards Minister Sai's proposal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. Russian and Ukrainian officials met for less than 2 hours in Turkey for their first direct talks in more than 3 years aimed at ending the war. According to Al Jazeera, the delegations met on Friday at Istanbul, where the two sides failed to agree on a ceasefire despite pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to end the war. But before they adjourned, Kiev and Moscow agreed to exchange 1,000 prisoners of war each, according to the heads of both delegations, at what would be their biggest such swap since the war began. Both sides also discussed a ceasefire at a meeting between the heads of state, according to Chief Ukrainian Delegate Rustem Umerov. Umerov said Kiev believed that next step should be a meeting of the nation's two leaders. Likewise, Russian presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky, who headed Moscow's delegation, confirmed that both sides agreed to provide each other with detailed ceasefire proposals and a meeting between their heads of state. A severe storm in a U.S. state of Missouri has claimed 7 lives. At least 7 people died and dozens injured in the city of St. Louis, which has a population of about 280,000. Outlets, including the New York Times and CNN, reported, citing local authorities. The storm swept across the area on Friday afternoon, causing severe damage. The National Weather Service continues to warn of extreme weather conditions in several states in the Midwest and east of the United States. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly region of the rest of the provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall and rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Wind gust is likely to occur at a few places of Madhya province, along with Tarai region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sagarmatha Sambad continues with thematic plenary sessions today. Experts call for grant-based climate finance to support mountain communities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma stresses the need for correct ideological foundation for genuine leftist unity. Health Minister Pradeep Podel approves national strategy for palliative care for critically ill patients. And Russia and Ukraine agree prisoner swap as talks end without major breakthrough. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readinnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.